Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Hamilton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Woodard. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Woodard. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting second. The right fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Gant. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Lampkin. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Bobby Witt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pat Kelly. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bobby Witt. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson hits a line drive towards short. Clayton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clayton strikes out. One out. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burnitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hamilton takes first base on ball four. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Matheny hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lankford strikes out. One out. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gant strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Woodard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lampkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clayton hits a line drive into right field. Burnett's picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burnett's. Witt moves to third. Clayton moves to second. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson is hit by the pitch. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burnett's is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett's hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Nilsson moves to third. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clayton fields it, throws to first for 1, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford strikes out. Two outs. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gant is 0 for 1 in the game. Gant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Woodard is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Grissom. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lampkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Lampkin hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Witt strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clayton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 2 in the game. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Greg Martinez now playing left field. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lankford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lankford. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Lankford steals second. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gant is 0 for 2 in the game. Gant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0-for-2 in the game. Matheny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lampkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Lampkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McGee pinch hits for Bobby Witt. Jose Valentin now playing shortstop. Mark Loretton now playing first base. Eric Plunk now pitching. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Lampkin moves to second. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clayton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Curtis King now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vina bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Loretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cirillo is walked intentionally. Darren Jackson pinch hits for Greg Martinez. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. King fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentin moves to third. Cirillo moves to second. Lance Painter now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Painter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Brian Jordan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jordan is 0-for-3 in the game. Jordan takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lankford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Frascatore now pitching. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 0-for-3 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frascatore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Newfield pinch hits for Eric Plunk. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 0-for-3 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frascatore fields it and throws to first for the out. Newfield moves to second. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a pop-up into left field. Gant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Ron Gant is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gant is 0-for-3 in the game. Gant takes first base on ball 4. Eli Marrero pinch runs for Ron Gant. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marrero moves to second. One out. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lampkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lampkin takes first base on ball 4. John Mabry pinch hits for John Frascatore. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mabry for the out. Marrero moves to third. Lampkin moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clayton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.